Wei Shore's philosophy entirely. It's all here, waiting and available for you. Much like the song goes, angels on high with nothing to do but to give. In order to fully fulfill what you've come to do, you need to be all in. You need to claim your opportunities. There is no room for lack or limitation in that. It is all about completely and wholly investing in you. When everything is said and done, that is what you will take with you after all. You. Everything else is temporary. You cannot take the gold or treasure, the planes and cars. You cannot take the mountains or the people. You cannot even take your physical body. All we take with us is the depth that comes from moving through awareness and levels of consciousness, the growth through experience we have accumulated. It is an illusion to think that you will grow or gain by something out there doing it for you, particularly when you can do it for yourself. The universe is available. Spirit is waiting. All for you. You can choose to claim it all or just a little. That is the power you have. The power to become utterly one with your opportunity and realize who you are. It is important to remain vigilant against finding or accepting reasons, excuses, to think or feel excluded. This is a black hole. There is no way out of this kind of thinking or vibration. Until you rise up, you will go around and around looking for another trick to keep the turmoil away. That is why negative thinking or destructive thinking is considered a black hole. It wastes a great deal of time. Such patterns of thought are inevitably involving ourselves in nothingness. This vibration can start subtly, and before we know it, it's a broken record of intellect and emotions. Who has the time or energy for that? Surely not you. The real you seeks to be totally involved. You immerse yourself in spirit, and therefore from spirit you emerge. Likewise, if you play around with complicated and confusing ideas, well, you know what will emerge from that too. There is a passage that awaits us all. We must step through to the other side. It is the steps of simplicity, ease, fun, fulfillment, as we live and breathe, that are tantamount to results. Results of pure soul. Make no mistake, everyone enjoys and wants assistance, backing, and support. Most people are firm believers in teamwork. After all, that is a win-win-win situation. Despite any challenges we have in dealing with people, this place would be pretty boring without them. It is natural to want to be part of things and be attracted to people with whom you have affinities and contracts. The key is not becoming over-concerned about what people think, nor having lack of concern of their needs. True concern is the outward manifestation of our love. This balance is ideal. It is healthy to be of service when and where we can. This is outflow. it is also healthy to appreciate that everyone you encounter has their own experiences. Master souls, and 4 spiritual gifts to draw from. It is unlikely you need to save them or give them their answers. When you see pain in others, it can stimulate things inside you have gone through or may be unresolved. We may want to spare them from that pain. Instead, all we need to do is tune back into true concern for the soul. Once there, you can better discern your role and the timing of any involvement. You can work with people, release them, and move forward without worrying about them. They are getting something out of what they are doing or not doing, and so are you. This vibration keeps you on track with what you come to do and purely accepting people as they are. You've probably heard it before, but here it is again. You did not come here to get caught in the past or limiting states of consciousness. The reality is you are powerful and you are here to do your thing with your power. And just like your freedom, you are infinitely more powerful than you will sometimes accept. This is true for everyone. So much so that it can scare us what we are truly capable of. The spiritual phrase, "I am here to become master of my energy," is a direct expression of that power. Trying to become powerful over people is a decoy. It's a misconception of the limited time we have here. If we do not utilize our resources to build ourselves and be of service, we will eventually get caught and stuck in power trips. This can engender anger and resentment for those in power positions, a mirror image of resentment towards ourselves. It is a sign we are thinking we have no personal power. This is bred from fear of success. Most of our problems come from incomplete or broken continuity. In other words, you separate yourself and deny your power. Fundamentally, you need to be here for the full learning lesson. That's how you grow. That is not to say go forth without balance. You are balance. Balance is not dividing up your time to accommodate everyone and everything. It is, and always will be, within. Whether you invest your time in one thing or many. You will make mistakes, but they will be magical if you learn. It is possible you may misuse your power along the way. This is part of the process. So, we must have the discipline to recheck our motives and move forward with service and freedom as our guides. It is a real need to work faithfully with our energy and direction. The better you are at staying true to yourself, the more you will embrace the journey of life without reservation. Eventually, in your vibration, saying and doing will be one and the same. You will be deeply connected to what you need and seek. That is you giving 100% to you. You will begin attracting those who are willing to do and be themselves. You will also know better where people fit, working with them where they can build, not where they can tear down. Being too picky or perfect with people or opportunities is folly. And so we must be willing to work with anyone in order to fulfill and accomplish our purpose. Because of this, it's important to believe in the KISS acronym. Keep it simple, spiritual. It is up to you to believe in facts. It is up to you to believe in true feelings. We have to stay alert when there are missing facts or twisted facts. We have to stay alert to emotionalism and apathy. This is all part of our learning. The growth that comes in the unconditional acceptance of it all. All this makes you, you. You have experienced many things, had ups and downs, played many roles, wore many clothes. But it is and always will be entirely you.